Collins is next.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to Fun Point, a podcast where two friends force each other to listen to new music. I'm your host, Eddie Colazzo, and as always, Dr. Brooks Oglesby, PhD.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking. Yeah. I'm everybody. Yeah. I speak on behalf of all.
It's me, Australian multi-instrumentalist Kevin Parker.
Hello. It's me, Tame Impala here, and you're watching the Disney Channel.
Who knew that it was just a guy? I hate it when people do that to me. Like, when I found out that Owl City was just a guy, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Especially Owl City, you imagine it a whole, like, conglomerate.
A Ghul situation.
Yeah, the Owls of Ghul, lords of, like, Ra's al Ghul or whatever.
Like, Dead Mouse has the number 5 in it. You'd expect 5 of them. Mm-hmm. You see Family Force 5, and there's 5, and it makes sense.
Okay, I got it, yes. But sometimes they get you because the one group was called One Direction, but there were multiple of them from what I know.
Right, because Zayn went One Direction and left.
And then, yeah, Harry became the famous one for some reason.
Yeah.
Zayn went One Direction and it was to, like, the snake habitat behind the hotel or whatever.
Right,
and
yeah.
We've never seen
it. Yeah, 17 is still looking for, like, five more members to finally reach their quota.
Well, S-Coops is still recovering from his ACL tear, so...
Yeah.
It feels rude to replace him, though, because
it was cool when S-Coops entered zone, though. That was cool. It was kind of worth the injury.
He was going so... Oh, man. He was like, I'm gonna do my part in Gotta Music so hard, you guys aren't going to believe it. Oh, no, S-Coops, you've reached your 100% limit. Anyway, but today we're talking about Tame Impala, the album that everyone knows.
Did you know it?
I knew the cover of it. It's one of those like the Animal Collective one where you see that album cover all the time.
Yeah, you see like the album that has like a surfing Bubsy on it, and it's like that one, all the cool people in my high school art class were listening to that. And this is another one of those.
And I've known that The Less I Know The Better is one of like the most streamed songs of all time or something.
I added to that a couple times, I'll be honest
with
you.
Yeah, put a couple plays on that.
I'm not made of stone.
Well, what did you think of this album?
I quite liked it. I think we... Aftercare is so important, you know?
Exactly.
I was watching some of the Jackass movies yesterday, and it reminded me that, like, yeah, the prank is, you know, the prank is great. But it's so important for, you know, the homies to come together and be like, you were so brave when you were in that snake tunnel, Bam. I love you, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you listened to Drake and Insane Clown Posse back-to-back. Now let's get you something a little more... You know, let's get you right, you know?
Yeah, this was some get right for the summer music for sure. Yeah, I liked it. I wish I had listened to this before now. it would have been nice to have been listening to this for 10 years.
Oh, shit. I could have been enjoying music this whole time.
Forgetting. Yeah, we need to nail down what we're going to do for phase 4 because there's a lot of good music out there. Listen to an album that everybody likes. It's good.
It's good. Oh, shit. Who could have predicted this?
Yeah.
Want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. I will say that when I was starting my notes, I typed in like current genius just to go to the, to find where all the geniuses are. Mm-hmm. And Google does, anytime I start typing that in, Google is like, oh, you must be looking for the current geniuses of the world.
Oh, Albert Einstein, you know.
Yeah, he is. When you Google current genius in the world, you see somebody named Terrence Tao and then Albert Einstein.
Okay. Do they have Elon Musk on there?
Let me just image search and just do a quick once over. Mm-hmm. No, and many of these people are not in the world. Like Stephen Hawking and Steve Jobs are on here.
No longer. Yeah, they're in hell. So.
Yeah, apparently Terrence Tao has an IQ of 230, but I have an IQ of 231 because I know that shit's bunk.
Exactly. Yeah. Mensa. Get the fuck out of here. It's bullshit.
Yeah, no
it's
way.
Mickey Mouse. Anyone can qualify for it. All you have to do is answer the test correctly and you get it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really just sort of like a call and response. It's just sort of like you have to know the right things to do. Did you see that there's like a special Apple Music version of the album's cover that has like Pokemon Crystal animation?
There's some of them on Jay-Z's title, if it's like a particularly notable album, has that where it's like I'm looking at it right now and the little like marble is kind of like floating up and down and it's
right.
Like wiggling a little bit. It's like, yeah, one of those holographic cards that you like turn side to side and the image changes.
Yeah, it was like in the before times on Tumblr when like GIFs could only be fucking like 500 kilobytes or whatever, so you could only animate like one very small part of the scene. Yeah. And it was always scary because it was just like, it would be like Timothy Chalamet sitting silently for 30 seconds and then he would look at you for 1 second and then go right back before you could tell your friends.
The thing about that is they'll do that for every, like, if an album I feel like reaches a certain amount of popularity, they'll do it. I don't know if that's the artist or the streaming service, but some of them it works better than others on. Because one, it's like, oh, you know, here's just, I don't know, the band standing in a field and you have like the clouds moving behind them. It's like, oh, that's cool. And if it's one that is just like the person's face, they just kind of like pulsate at you.
That's cool. Like,
ooh, the Weeknd has a scary one. I just clicked it. It's After Hours, and it's like a red and blue lights that are like flickering on and off, and casting like him in like a dark light. Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of spooky. I don't like that. I'm getting away from it.
Yeah, get out of here. Do you want to talk about Let It Happen?
Let it happen. It's good.
It's good. It's a tribute to The Fiend and his famous catchphrase.
That he says that? He says, let it happen? He's,
let it happen.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought he said, like, pop is back or something like that.
He says
like,
both, yeah.
Okay. He says, like, order a papadilla tonight.
Yeah.
He does seem like, no disrespect to the late Fiend, but I feel like it always was, he'd have like the bugs and he'd have a chair that was made out of gummy worms and it would be brought to you by Papa John's or something.
It's like, you know me and you know my heart and you know that both of us feel like it's a sincere tragedy that an athlete that I enjoyed watching perform passed away tragically.
Of course.
It is so funny to have your last match be called a Mountain Dew pitch black match.
I was thinking every one of his matches, it would be like The Fiend takes on Randy Orton in a no holds barred Snickers satiate your hunger match.
Yeah,
and it's I don't know the stipulation of that.
It's the Punjabi prison match, but all of the rods are made out of Slim Jims.
Yeah, he's gonna have to eat his way out.
By God, he's eating the fucking,
my God, the Fiend
prison like structure.
Yeah, The Fiend is devouring that meat-like substance. All right.
That is what, when you read the back of the Slim Jim, it does say meat-like substance.
It doesn't have any nutritional facts. It just says Slim Jim meat-like substance. And you say, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, not approved as food.
I'll get two of these for a dollar. Let's go.
Yeah. When's the last time you had a Slim Jim, ever?
Literally within the last month. And it was because Kim came into the room and said, my mom got a bunch of Slim Jims.
Hell yeah.
Do you want some? And I said, You bet your ass I did.
You said, yeah.
I say, yeah.
LA night, yeah.
And then I ate one, and I said, that was gross, and then I ate the other one.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this song is about living in an apartment and having noise.
I was very excited to see that the first track on this album was 7 minutes and 48 seconds. I was like, I know that's something that I can get into, you know?
Yeah.
And then the first time I was listening to it, it did get me. Because it's the part where it's the instrumental.
Oh, the skippy trick.
I was like, what? What's going on here?
My title is skipping.
Yeah, title, Jay-Z, what's going on? And then he segues it into the next section. I said, you know what, Tame Impala, you have the juice. You have the sauce right here.
And it's a quite long skipping part, but it's droney in a good way. This is a very good spreadsheet album, where if you're just looking at spreadsheet at your work, like it's you can really get carried away.
Exactly.
Now
I do. I feel like I want to get ahead of something.
Yeah, I was going to hold you accountable for something, so I'm interested.
I want to get out in front before any accusations are hurled my way.
Sure. Let me scroll past my all cap section that I was going to touch on here. Go ahead.
We previously on the last episode mentioned you can't say skibidi dee skabidi boo. I'm Violent J and I'm coming for you. Okay.
Correct.
In this song, Tame Impala, he does go a little bit ska dot d dot escape bleed up booty, you know, kind of like that. I'm fine with this for two reasons. One, he's Australian. I thought he was saying words and I just couldn't understand them. Okay, so that's on me for not having like
I thought he was saying that's not a knife.
Exactly. Two, it's kind of it's less forcing a rhyme and more creating a soundscape, You know what I mean? It's kind of this psychedelic, dreamlike, floaty thing. And if you're just grooving on the beat and going,
when David Byrne is speaking in tongues, it's, you know, wow, that's so sweet. But when Shaggy 2 Dope does it, hello, yeah. HR.
Exactly. This has a stylistic intent that is not, I need to force a simple one syllable rhyme in. This is, I'm creating kind of a vibe okay. here.
Because for those of you who haven't listened to Currents, the refrain, and I'll just read it phonetically, goes, I kunna doa, you wanna screwa, try ga dooey dooey, try to pun stewie.
Yeah.
And then it goes on like that for a while.
And then every once in a while, he'll slip a real word in. Like, take the next ticket, take the next, why would I win?
Hey, you want on Tanuna.
Hey, you want on Tanuna, gov.
And it's Tame himself has said that, like, that was literally just, it was filler, it was gibberish. Mm-hmm. But everybody, all of the current geniuses of the world are in the comments saying, like, I kunna doa, you wanna screwa, is I will not vanish and you will not scare me.
Well, why didn't you say that then? Have you considered that?
Well, you know, it's, you know, everybody has their own sort of vocal affects that, you know, can make it hard to understand.
It's kind of, again, someone else I don't want to hand it to. I never would. Kanye West at the end of Runaway, right? It's kind of a thing where he's just going, man,
yeah. I've always understood that as like he was speaking to me directly. And I can't tell you what he said, but I do know what he said.
It's a thing where it kind of sounds like he's saying words, but it's more of, you know, the sounds in that case and the artistic vision.
There's an explanation that says Tame has written proper lyrics to this section, which can be heard in live performances, but nevertheless refused to disclose them. Me when I'm singing, clearly.
It would be really cool
that's disclosing them.
You run this through some type of translator, and it's just like, I see trees of green, red roses too. Hold on a second.
Wait, yeah, love it in the summertime. That. Great poem. Yeah,
in the summertime when the weather is hot. Okay, got that far.
Uh-huh. Oh, with a name like Danny California, day was gonna come when I was gonna mourn you. Great song.
I just gotta say, the bass across this entire album goes fucking nuts.
Oh, sure.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, we talked about it off the air, but I went to record store yesterday and picked this up on some premium wax.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like to the front of my my like shelf collection anytime anybody's coming by, where I'm like, yeah, I've listened to this for like 10 years.
It's the perfect,
check out this bass.
It's the perfect vinyl album because it's like a respected album that people enjoy, and it has like artistic integrity, and also it's just a cool image you can put up like on
yeah it's a cool image. I was like glad I liked the album because I would like to, you know, if they sold like a 3x5 bedroom flag, I would probably buy it even if I didn't like the album, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's a Nangs, do you think?
I knew this was some Australian shit, but I was like, it could either be like a child snack, like a Dunkaroos style snack, or it could be like a vile sexual term, you know?
Right.
Like, I feel like it could be either of those, but apparently it's a canisters filled with nitrous oxide.
Yeah, it's that shit Steve-O was doing over there.
A compound gas used in cars to boost speed and transmission, or laughing gas.
Nangs are occasionally used as a recreational drug in the U.S. They are known as Whippets. Whippets is the cooler name, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I don't know that I condone either, but I'd rather be on Whippets than Nangs.
It's one of those things where Whippets is something entirely different in the U.K. Like, Whippets in the U.K. is like a little like ice cream cone.
It's what they call scones over there.
Yeah, exactly. But is there something more to that? He just kind of says that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's good. I like it.
It's good.
You go from 748 to 148, and it's just a nice little kind of trippy, like, whoop, 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 like little, I don't know. We're getting psychedelic on here.
Yeah, it's really self-assured because it starts with the make damn sure inhale, which, you know, that's dangerous because it's immediately reminding you of a really good song.
I forget what song it is on here, but the first like note of the bass line, I was like, is that Genuine's Pony? But no, it was something else. I think it's the last track.
Yeah, I was hearing some shit from other people on this one also. And also the just all the annotations for this song are just everybody is talking about how like they're trying to Laurel and Yanny it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
I don't know Mr. Impala's game that well.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps it is, you know, an entendre situation, but they're all like saying, instead of, is there something more than that? Isn't it starting to sound more like, is there something wrong with love? Or is there more than love? Or is there something wrong now? And it's like, I guess.
Is there something more than hat? maybe like when you're picking out your outfit of the day.
Right. Yeah. It's, and, you know,
it's like that's your main accessory.
The
but you
fucking import prices for hats in Australia have to be fucking out of the fucking world.
And, like, you know, they're wearing outrageous styles. They're not getting like the Yankee with no brim. They're getting like cowboy hats. They're getting big bucket motherfuckers, you know, like they're on some outlandish headwear. Down under.
Fucking, I'm really mad. I knew that I had a fucking tweet to use for this questions post, and I knew there was some like famous Australian tweet that I really enjoyed. I couldn't think of it, so I just did a drill tweet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely the 3:09 a.m. Twitter one.
Yeah.
Where Garfield euthanizer says drunk lol, sorrowful maiden locked says it just never gets any better, and then Australian Dave says crikey, it's a fucking rip a day.
It's
out.
A fucking rip a day. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Thank you to Sapphic White Boy on Twitter for posting that.
Well, that's Nangs.
Yeah, thank you, Nangs.
This is next. We have the moment. It's getting closer. This is about when it happens.
Me when it happens. Yeah.
Yeah. The other one was let it happen. This is the moment when it happens.
Yeah. This is because this is such a like. It's such like an internet album to me because you know. You would see the like 12 albums that people on that one image board would listen to, and one of them would be like the Death Grips penis album, and one of them would be this one.
Mm.
So I do. I always think of the internet because I am on there all the time. Yeah, but like I can really only understand the song as like the like Wojak sitting in the corner at the party, because it is just like I'm waiting for my moment to be noticed at this party, and all of the, you know, the Stacey's and Chad's who are dancing are being like, wow, look at that weirdo over there. Yeah, He'll never make a move in this moment.
No one knows it's getting closer. Everyone else at the party. We know it's getting closer. It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, we can hear the song too. We're dancing to it.
Yeah, it's playing right now from my speakers.
Yeah, it's diegetic. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
But then you read what Tame says, and he's like, oh, I was like looking at like a power station.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of the song, and like that's vetoed. No, get a better backstory.
Yeah, I looked at Superfly. I was watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 4, and I was
fighting Voltorbs with Lance in the power plant.
When I said "let it happen," I meant for that disgusting man to die in his
which is fine.
Tower. Yeah. But yeah, it's getting closer. What do you think is getting closer? What do you think's like on the verge on the edge of happening? What do you think is like? About to happen. Like,
Yeah. They probably, like, just got jacking off over there. Like, they probably finally got that imported.
Or is it one of those things where it's, like, have their toilets go the other way? Like, they jack off sideways. Like, they have some technique that, like, would be alien to us.
Yeah, it's like when you turn your gun sideways to curve the bullet.
Yeah, exactly.
They're giving themselves a rug burn down there.
And we
sure.
never, because we're on like such a huge time difference, we never see the Aussies talking about it online. Like it'll be like,
right, yeah.
Like Aussie Dave will say some shit like curved my meat sideways, and you think he's talking about grilling, but no.
No, it's a rip a day because he's ripping that shit.
Exactly.
That's cool. I didn't know the song was about that.
It's about cranking your hog sideways.
And then yes I'm changing the next song is like because I got, you know, I got substance all over me. I gotta change.
Yes, I'm changed. It's because and after, as you said, you as the official like door-to-door crank checker, after you're done jacking
it's
your meat
living.
Sideways, you're just like, wow. That's why they all talk like that.
Mr. Impala does have a real like falsetto thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like when respectfully it's like when Childish Gambino started making boring music and he does all the like the really high-pitched stuff that like
I was
bad.
I was gonna say
like a good version of that,
and I think it's funny you mention it now because this is a song I was listening to this and I was like, if this came out in like 2006, you know, Childish Gambino would sample that shit.
Yeah, he's rapping over Grizzly Bear, what the fuck.
And then come up with some rhyme about he can't be a Tame Impala because he's going to be like your baby's father or something.
That's like why I can't. To this day, every couple months I get some sort of fever that just like makes me think like I need to get into Animal Collective now. I need to connect to people that I respected 15 years ago that I haven't seen since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start listening to My Girls and I'm waiting for like early Gambino bars to come in and they never do.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen. You're just waiting for it.
It's so hard. He perfected the form and he would have made this even better.
Mm-hmm.
So he's claiming, Kevin Parker, who his real name is Tame, said mm-hmm. he's saying straight from the heart about his very public breakup with Melody Prochet, who I don't know either. Mm-hmm. But maybe she's like, I don't know, maybe like Animal Collective is like one woman and it's her.
I don't know how we got there, but I was trying to remember who said my pocket's green like Thick Yoda and his title the creator. So
yeah, of course.
I was just connecting the dots there. Okay, I'm back. I was distant for a moment, but I've returned.
Yeah, I was thinking about Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics are perhaps so stream of consciousness that Tame claims that he doesn't even remember writing them, which mm-hmm. that's so 2010s indie.
Was he on weed when
that's like, okay, yeah, man, and was Bjork there? Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, I don't know.
I went to the stream of consciousness factory and no one knew you. Are you sure?
Yeah, come on, man.
I gotta admit, I don't think I've ever done anything stream of consciously. Like, everything I do is with intent and purpose. So
oh, yeah.
You could not catch me out there being like, it's just whatever. No. I live life with a vision.
If I ever end up writing the Great American Novel, which is on my list of things, like, every press junket I do is going to be me just mewling about how fucking hard and long and like, how hard it was and how long it took, you know?
Also, what I would do is say I reached a level of, like, fame or success where people were online writing theories about my novel and about how, like, Howland Reed is actually Dark Star or whatever.
Yeah.
I would just go under everyone and type, yeah. And then hit enter and send it.
Yeah, verified yeah. verified feedback. Yeah, I don't understand the impulse to be like, oh no, it's the curtains are fucking blue about my mm-hmm. own shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's like yes, everything I did is with intent. Every single word has a purpose. Every single even just like the format of every page matters. Also, it's just kind of a story that I liked. So.
Which is, yeah, I mean, that's cool.
What inspired you? I saw a squirrel run across the street the other day.
I saw the Grover House, and the song popped into my head immediately.
Yeah.
But this song is about when you turn 25 and your frontal lobe develops, and then you stop being angry all the time, which I remember that happening to me, and that was cool.
Yes, especially, imagine being at that time, being 25 and having GF, and then, I know this is difficult for most of us, but like, you're 25 and you have GF, and then you're like, holy shit, my brain, I just gained object permanence. In my life, holy shit, my actions affect others. Oh my god, what have I done?
My wife left me, and she wasn't just peekabooing me.
Yeah, she
didn't
gone.
Return immediately.
I thought she would return with a smile on her face, but no, it was me who was sad, crying tears.
Yeah, I thought she would immediately come back into my field of vision and then start doing like this little piggy thing with my toes, and she's not here.
But no, this little piggy never came home. It was gone forever, and I got divorced.
Exactly.
I'm 25 years old.
And Uncle Howdy called me the other night, and he was like, imagine you turn 25 and your girlfriend dies. And I'm like,
no,
Uncle Howdy, stop.
It. Stop, Uncle Howdy. No, you're too
Uncle
twisted.
Howdy. And then Shaggy Two Dope came in for verse two, and it was even scarier.
Yeah, but for a different reason.
Yeah. Oh my god. So this did this song's title remind you of the South Park music at all, or was that just me?
Oh, what track on there was?
Because this the one that Saddam Hussein sings, or the one that the devil sings about Saddam Hussein? No. Saddam does sing it about the devil.
I feel like I have a specific memory of watching that, the South Park movie, as a child, and like not really knowing who Saddam Hussein was.
Yeah, like, it's good when like kids' media is also educational.
Oh, that's true.
I learned who Toulouse-Lautrec was from Sponge, you know?
I was very familiar with the devil and Satan and so on.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And like Kyle and Kenny and Cartman and all them. Stan, too. I was
wondering why you left Stan out, but...
But yeah, Saddam was a mystery to me. I just figured like, oh, that's funny that he's in hell, I guess. I don't know who he is.
Yeah. I won't stand him yet. I need to read his Wikipedia page first.
Yeah, I need
weird looking duck.
Yeah. I know it's not your job to explain who Saddam Hussein is to me. I'll do my own research and figure that out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So are you going to the sing-along 25th anniversary release in June?
Where is that happening?
Theaters nationwide.
Oh, okay. So it's going to do like the Disney thing where they have the lyrics at the bottom?
I believe so.
I don't know if we have that here.
You don't have... They closed down the theaters over there,
They closed down the Marlton AMC 8.
Due to woke. I heard about that.
Due to woke, the Marlton AMC 8 with the reclining chairs, they closed it down specifically because they said, we're not going to show this violence.
They said it's too dangerous. We realize that bigger, longer, and uncut is a reference to a penis, so we can't have that here.
Exactly. But no, what I will do is take a pilgrimage to like South Carolina or something to watch it.
Oh, okay.
Because it deserves it. We could meet halfway.
It's the first day of summer and we're going to the Carolinas for an hour and a half and driving back.
If we wanted to split the difference and like both go to Virginia or something, like we could do that.
Yeah, we could do that to like see twice again, or we could go see the South Park musical.
Oh, yeah, we only have enough budget to go to Virginia.
Which is playing 3 miles from my house.
Yeah.
But it's so hot down here. I'd like to go up a little north. Exactly. That sounds good.
Drop it maybe like 8 degrees and we'll see, you know. If that works.
Yeah, if you're a patron pick in like June 6th, if you could just like give us the South Park, if you could just assign us the South Park musical, that'd be great.
If you recommended the South Park musical 2 to 3 years ago, it's about time we get.
Yeah. So, we're gonna have to go deep into the.
Hopefully, you had enough foresight to predict that would happen.
Yeah. Mm. Eventually, you want to talk about eventually?
It's good. And I know that I'll be happier. So I did just scroll through the page and I just clicked, you know, because I wanted to highlight something. And on the eventually parts, it says, you know, even with the pain and deterioration of love, Kevin knows, blah, 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 blah. As stated by now disgraced legendary cyclist Lance Armstrong, pain is temporary. Like, okay.
I'm Googling it. The being very nasty to Lance, like, in my head, I'm like, I just pulled up his Wikipedia page because I was like, did he get canceled for like cool reasons of like doing drugs, or like did he also have like bad reasons? Because if it's just the drugs, then like I can still laugh at his cameo in Dodgeball.
Mm. Were you ever a Livestrong bracelet guy?
I like wanted to be. I was very scared to like ask my parents for shit when I was a kid, just because it was like I wanted to like save it for, can I please buy this D-Generation X shirt with your credit card? So like. Although I really wanted a Livestrong bracelet, I was never like, I'm not going to burn one of my request slots.
I feel like I was very me as like an adolescent about it, because I kind of wanted one because everyone had one, but that also made me not want one because everyone had one.
Yeah, I think I came down on the like, what you actually think you're like helping people by like buying a freaking rubber bracelet that like helps. I guess I assumed it was like a testicular cancer thing.
Yeah.
I know that his ball fell off, like, but yeah. Like
it's a cancer nonprofit organization, so
okay,
just cancer in general. It's not specifically for your testicular.
Yeah, just watch out for this.
A Livestrong bracelet launched in 2004, so
that sounds about right.
You can't recover from this. Following Armstrong's lifetime ban for doping by the USADA, a CNN article claimed that critics had struck out the V or wrote a W over the ST to make the wristband read Lie Strong or Live Wrong.
That's right. I just found an article from The Cut that's titled, Among Other Flaws, Lance Armstrong Not Very Nice to Women. So that I'm wearing the Live Wrong bracelet for sure.
The satirical news site The Onion marked a lookalike parody bracelet which replaced the Live Strong text with Cheat to Win. I'm rocking Cheat to Win. I want that.
Cheat to Win is cool.
It's like, listen, there has to be integrity in our professional athletic sporting associations, you know, because it's about keeping the spirit of the game.
Of course.
And everyone has, like, on the proper level. Doing drugs to make you better at sports is the coolest way to cheat.
Yeah.
Like, if you're cheating by let's just say, saying, ouch, oof, I'm injured, so you don't hit your own over and bet on yourself, that's lame. That's
sure,
corn
yeah,
bullshit.
I wouldn't do that.
If you say, I'm going to do drugs that's going to turn me into the Incredible Hulk so I can hit a home run 600 feet, that's cool.
That's cool.
It's not good.
If you're putting, like, magical flubber substance in your bat to make the ball go farther, that's cool.
Yeah. It went away, but I feel like in the is it cool when pitchers were using sticky stuff to make their pitches better if you had like a bag of green goop in
your pocket? I don't believe that that's like real in the science sense. Like I don't believe it's any different. Like if Greg Maddux went up there and just like blew pixie dust on the ball to cheat, like that's the same thing to me.
Oh, so it's the steroids is like the medical intervention portion, and then the sticky stuff is kind of a more homeopathic aid.
Yeah, I feel like Aaron Rodgers would like cast a spell on the ball or something like that.
Okay, yeah, to make it spiral more. To increase the spin rate.
Eventually, that's what Eventually is about. you read Tame says, all I know about the genesis of that song is that I was on the back of a scooter. I was in Perth and my friend was driving the scooter. That's all I remember. I was on the back of the scooter and the wind was rushing through me.
Have you seen that post where it's like, I've just been saying this to annoy my friends, and then someone will be like, I was hanging out with my boy the other day, and the other guy goes, he was hanging out with his boy.
Bro was hanging out with his friend.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking was, bro was in Perth, and just making that face at no one.
I when I pop over to the Freaking Weeking account every now and then, it shows me like what the algorithm is just giving to new accounts. And I mean, there apparently that meme is in the era of like Pokemon move parodies, because I just saw like that guy saying the bro is with his friends guy saying encore, and then the guy just says it again.
Pretty good.
And like Trick Room, and then the background changes. There's a lot of good stuff happening over there.
My favorite, while we're talking about competitive Pokemon memes, my favorite has to be he got the fake heavy duty boots on. That's the best one. That one can't really be beat. Like,
yeah,
others have.
I'm writing out the fourth stripe on my heavy duty boot, so people don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, the next one's instrumental, which is easy.
Hold on a second. In a 2015 Reddit AMA, Kevin Parker pinpointed this song as the emotional core of Currents. This is Eventually. And I'm going to read it as he would say it. I have to say, though, there's a song on the new album called Eventually that is still very moving for me to listen, even after a large number listens and mixes. So.
Sure. And I cried into a shaman's arms as well.
Yeah. Next, we have Gossip, which is just a 55-minute instrumental.
If you don't mind me saying this, and this is for the listener as well as you, the guitar picking is like, it hits me as strongly like Frusciante-ist.
Boy, it's because he's got the heavy attack on it.
It's got a real scar tissue-y sort of vibe to it.
Yeah, great. There's a lot of clarity in the attack on that one. That's what we in the business call it.
Yeah.
Which
the action is great on this one.
You can tell he's working with a very very high action on this one.
Yeah,
you know, to get that sound on there, you really got to dig in.
Thank you, man.
I was
gonna say that. Yeah,
you got to dig in. Yeah. That's kind of like when someone says that, like, oh, this band is really in the pocket right now. And it's like, I can't tell you what that means, but when you're in the pocket, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're jamming because you know.
Oh, dude, the Hot Molly Encore on Monday, they were in that motherfucking pocket.
They were in the pocket. But did they play your song that you wanted to hear?
They did.
Oh, okay.
They were teasing it before this tour started. They were like, we haven't played Please Don't Cry, You Have Swag for, like, for 3 years now,
and we will continue not to play it.
Did you know that, like, due to like Joe Biden's agenda, like bands like just do the same set list for their entire tour now more often than not?
Is that like a law, or is it like they just? Because I feel like what would happen is, like, say a band goes on tour for a new album, right? They'll play 8 tracks off of that album, and they'll sprinkle in like 5 classics, which rotate through the tour. But I do feel like a lot of bands are just sticking to it every day now.
Yeah, it's just you can go on setlist.fm and you can just follow along with the setlist, which, like, HHA never did that shit to me. I never knew what I was getting when I was going.
Mm-hmm.
They would always just be like, oh, we feel like doing fucking American Body Rentals today, or we feel like doing all the fucking People Who Can Eat People today.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, it was just like, and the Choose Your Fight Tour setlist, like, didn't have Please Don't Cry, You Have Swag on it. So I was like, okay, like, I'll still have a good time. I'll like blow out my voice and whatever.
The only good thing about it, though, is you can kind of plan your bathroom breaks around it. You know what I mean? If we're in a safe, like, I'm seeing the Gaslight Anthem and it's like, all right, we got Film Noir coming up. I'm like, I can go run to the bathroom real quick. Like, yeah, I'm not going to miss too
much. If I hear the beginning of Old White Lincoln, I'm like cutting off my shit midway and I'm getting back out.
Exactly.
There.
And I know I can be back before the patient Ferris wheel. I got to be back for that.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, also the non-Tade singer did shit his pants in the first song of the show, because apparently they were all dealing with like a legit stomach bug.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been like shitting their ass this entire tour so far. And I kind of thought it was just tour banter at first. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a goofy, silly thing to say. But I searched Twitter and several people around that time who were in the pit were tweeting like, what's that smell? It smells terrible in here.
Why is it? Hey, it smells like shit at the Hot Moly show. Anyone know?
Yeah,
what's
which
up
I,
with that?
Yeah, I have to be the best smelling person at Hot Moly for some reason.
yeah.
But yeah, that was, it was nice to just like have, it was gratifying to see somebody be like venerated for shitting themselves in public.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, it's like nobody was laughing at him. We were all cheering. We were like, that's, and you continued to like crab core through it. Like, that's one of the most dangerous moves you can do if you're trying to shit your
pants. It's like I've gained more respect for you because you shit your pants 2 minutes into the set. You still got like an hour of yelling like that.
Yeah.
You're gonna do it. So
yeah, he did a great job. And that's what this song's about.
Respect. Next, we have, we'll hit this one up before we get to our halfway check-in. We have
this one's got some funks and grooves on it. This is
so good. I feel like this is, forgive me if I'm overstepping here. Like, somehow this has become like an all-time riff. Like, it's so good. Like, I know everyone listens to this song.
Yeah, and even like Tame says the song doesn't belong on the album, quote, because it has this dorky white disco funk. Don't say that shit about yourself,
it's
Tame.
So
this
good.
Is a great groove.
Come on, Tame. Don't put yourself down like that.
You've got some blue-eyed soul, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like it's by far the most popular track on Currents, thanks in no small part to its breakout music video featuring psychedelia, sex appeal, high school angst, and a man in a gorilla costume.
You had me up until that last part. Then it got a little too
got a little too scary. Like, what if Uncle Howdy wore a gorilla costume? Ah.
Yeah, it has 1.5 billion streams on Spotify.
Yeah, Kevin, you got to know ball a little bit. This one was good.
Yeah. Which I feel like if you get over a billion streams on any song, you have to be like you're yes, first of all. But it's like Pink, for some reason, has over a billion streams on, like, So Raise Your Glass or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're an artist that is not constantly playing in Walmart, you're not hitting that level. But maybe he is. I don't know. I don't go to places. So
If I bought two tickets to the Pink Raise Your Glass tour in, like, Charleston, South Carolina, what would it take for you to go there with me and see it? How would I need to like make that lucrative enough for you to come? I'm buying the ticket, but travel's on you.
I would do anything to see you, my friend, but I don't want to skip the premise. But I feel like my whole theory has just been thrown into orbit right now, because maybe I'm completely wrong about this. I feel like Raise Your Glass is Pink's second most played song on Spotify with 663 million listens. Her number one is with 1.2 billion listens. Is Just Give Me a Reason featuring Nate Ruiz? I've never heard this song.
Oh no, I'm old.
I have no idea who that person is.
I'm
what
walking
this song
into
sounds
the Winterfell
like.
Tundra, dude. It's over for me.
So maybe it's like, if it's a song I know, it maxes out at like 700 million. And if you have over a billion, it's your name is like Paul. You're just some guy named like Paul Robert. And you're on the radio all the time, and you have a song called, like, Love Time that has 1.9 billion views. Because I'm
Love
scared
Time
now.
Is one of my favorite Lil Peep songs, honestly. It's
yeah, yeah, you look kind of crazy on that one. I'm kind of lost right now. Let me just, okay. So
thinking about Pink.
Hypnotized by the Notorious B.I.G. is his most played track, and that has 1.1 billion. So I'm kind of scared right now.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, it'd be cool if I would still go to the Pink concert on the like hope. Like, my version of going to the Hot Moly show and getting my favorite emo song sang is like going to the Pink concert and she sings the song that Gloria sang in Happy Feet 2 when she took over for Brittany Murphy, Bridge of Light, beautiful song.
What do you think Kendrick Lamar's most listened to song on Spotify is?
Is it like DNA?
It's Humble with 2 billion.
Mm. I mean, yeah. we've already shat on it a couple episodes ago, but like,
yeah. DNA only 1.1 billion. So.
Okay. Back in my day, it was Backstreet Freestyle, and we were thankful, but okay.
It was, and we were so happy for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you? So you don't have any problem with this in verse one when he makes.
Sorry,
the rhyme.
I forgot we were talking about the most famous song on the album.
Yeah, we were talking about the sort of Hypnotize of Tame Impala. Because you took issue with some other artists making up their own Skabba Dabba Doo Wop lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
He just like invents names and he's like, she was holding hands with Trevor. You should try your luck with Heather. That seems like kind of cheating to me as well.
Mm-hmm. Again, I may be capricious on this, but I feel like it's more, he has specific people in mind and he doesn't want to dox them. So he just kind of changed their names into something that fit, metrically.
Oh, I love that.
So it basically depends on if I like the artist or not, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no arguments here for Tame. And it's a great voice for singing along. It works for you when you're in the car half-assing it or, like, muttering to yourself when you're taking out the trash and listening to the music.
And then you hear what you actually sound like without the music playing and you're like, oh, no.
Oh, my God. So many clips of, like, that I recorded at the Hot Molly show are just, like, audibly unlisted. Like, it's just like... Oh my god, there's I posted one clip on Instagram, but it's like I'm going nuts on the final song.
There's nothing
like
special in the water here.
And like you could, there's like a young 20 something couple in front of me, and they're doing like, they're in like couples position with like the girl in front,
and he's like has his arms around her, yeah,
as I'm like belting out like, stay home, like you can literally see her like look back at the guy and like gesture towards me, like making lay smug face.
And bro, it's like,
bro is singing Tades.
Yeah.
And it's like I yeah. And what about it?
Yeah, I am. So.
Yeah. So. In 2 weeks, I'm gonna get into Tame Impala. So you know.
So I hope you enjoy this voice while you have it, because
yeah.
Yeah.
Because next time I'm here, I'm just gonna be like, eventually. So true.
Mm-hmm. It's good. What do you want me to say? Everyone is right to like it.
Yeah.
Boom, ba-dum. You just gotta put a little bit of fuzz on a bass, and I'm like, that's the sickest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Tame.
Yeah, thank you, Tame, for your... We finished the album.
We're done. Let's check out with the Patreon. .com/postgameofthrones. Where if you like, you can donate to us. $1 a month gets you all of our bonus content, including... Words and Deeds that I did with Brooks, and that's about Metal Gear Solid. Carry Me Home that I did with Kim, and that's about Jim Carrey movies, and eventually a Keanu Reeves movie, if everything goes according to plan. And 3-Star Special, next episode on Jerry Maguire, coming up this week, maybe?
Yeah.
Hopefully?
I think so. Yeah, we're gonna try to swing it. Yeah, pretty good.
$5 gets you shoutouts at the end of episodes, and you can request albums for us to listen to on Funpoint, like we're doing right now. And $10 gets you special user status in the Discord, and so that was me.
That sounded like words, yeah. But...
Yeah, so eagle-eyed listeners will know what I meant when I said that. But
yeah, the true patrons will hear you.
I'm posting yes under every comment. Patreon.com/postgameofthrones. Thank you. Next we have Past Life. This
great
one scared
work.
Me. I was going to say about the Academy Award nominated film, which was, I believe, one of your favorites from last year.
Yeah, it was number one, actually, you know, pretty good.
I'm scared of this demon guy.
You're scared of the
name.
Bo Burnham deep voice, huh?
I was picking up a suit from the dry cleaners.
Like, don't do that.
Number one, it's like, do you know what dry cleaning even is? Like, dude, I don't feel like
so
people...
I've
like, that's something
brought,
that, like, our parents did, and then we stopped.
I've
it's like
brought
going to
some wool coats and like sweaters to the dry cleaner because it says dry clean only, but I don't really know what they do.
That's a racket. Like there's a dry cleaning lobby that just like, you got to put that on all your shirts.
They give it back to you in a big like plastic.
It's the jacket that Tom Brady wears when he's on the sidelines.
Yeah, they give it back to you in that. So I feel like they do something to it, but I don't really know what that is. But it makes me feel like an adult to do it. Like, this is something I should be doing at my age.
Oh, yeah. I would love to leave a social function and be like, I have to pick up my dry cleaning. Like, everybody would be... That's like the Tame Impala of chores.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, maybe I'll take... I can't wait until the next time when I take my suit to the dry cleaner and I'm like, here. I need this cleaned for a social event. You know what to do.
I got too much Capri Sun on this suit, and I need you to fix it.
Yeah, can you get nerds out of my pockets?
I accidentally had some nerds in my pocket just to sort of like keep my blood sugar high throughout my hangout, so I didn't get too tired. And then I forgot and I put them through the normal wash, and now all my pockets are colorful. Can you help?
I accidentally put a watermelon Airhead, and I tried to put it in the pocket that just, like, a show pocket and not a real one, and it just smushed all into
the
crevice.
Yeah, I made Pink
there.
Mystery by accident in
can
my
you,
pocket.
Can you, am I good? Can you help me?
Help.
Help, please. I'm getting married tomorrow.
I'm she's at the altar. I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Can you do this in 2 minutes?
Can you... Do you have, like, a mobile, like the dog grooming trucks that go around? And can you do that for a human and come
adding,
to my wedding?
Adding $2,500 to our wedding fees because we need an on-site dry cleaner for all the candy and juice I'm constantly spilling over my like, baby blue Dumb and Dumber suit
it
that I wore.
It would be sick if I, like, sat down at the reception and it was like, you know, you're looking for, like, the chicken or the fish and it's just, like, fun dip or, like, psychedelic jawbreaker.
Yeah, we didn't, we could have gone, you know, a lot of people go do like cupcakes now instead of a cake. We got Pop Rocks. So
yeah, just
dig
a trough.
In. Yeah. Anyway, this is about when you see your lover from a past life.
Yeah, this is about Bo Burnham deep voice and who my friend Bornt doesn't really care for these days, but
yeah,
he likes the old stuff better.
Kind of turned on Bo Burnham. You liked him when he was like racist? Is that what, oh Bornt?
No, no. And I never talking about Bornt. We're not talking about me, number one.
Okay.
Bornt just kind of finds like the post inside stuff just like really phony. But
yeah, it's kind of too. It's trying a little too hard. You know,
it's the thing. You know, like when Patton Oswalt gets like old and becomes a millionaire, and it's like he's just you know, it comes off a little like it's like you're not mad about anything. You have $1 trillion.
Yeah, exactly.
The last thing I want to say about this is that the interlude, which is like the somewhere between a lover and a friend, it was different back then.
Mm-hmm.
One of our geniuses says this relationship felt like a film, but it ended confusingly, similarly to the film Inception.
It's called Past Life.
Movie guy who tries to go 15 seconds without bringing up Inception.
Oh, there's already something called that, my guy. Come on.
Yeah, and it's called Past Lives by Celine Song. You should check it out.
Guy who's seen 20 movies. Past Lives really reminds me of Inception. Guy who's seen 1,000 movies. Past Lives is really reminding me of Jaws 2.
Yeah.
You should check it out.
Jaws 2's good.
What do we got next? Let me see.
Disciples.
Disciples.
A little this is like the little surf rock. It felt a little like Born Ruffians to me. It's a real like.
And it starts with these kind of the voices like in the distance, 'cause I was devastated.
Yeah, exactly.
I get if I could do that voice, like if I could really pull it off and do it not as a joke, I'd be doing it constantly. So I understand.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
The desire to constantly sing in a falsetto.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm a little bit envious of that, to be honest with you.
I looked into a little bit of the lore of when the song was released, and 9 years ago he did a Reddit AMA, and somebody was like, "Hey, Tades. My son Tades is named after you, and he's very sad, and he's going to make music in the future." And he was like, what would you like to be asked? Which is such a fucking teacher's pet ass Reddit question.
Mm-hmm.
Such a fucking cake day ass.
Yeah.
But he was like, I've been waiting for somebody to ask for new music. and then he was like, oh, can you release a new song? And he said, yeah, absolutely. I was preparing to. And then he posted the link for Disciples and just like.
Pretty good. That's
Reddit
a good
thread.
Bit.
It was a really cool bit.
Uh-huh. I respect that.
He also, since we're talking about movies, I was scrolling through the AMA. His favorite movies are Kill Bill Volume 2, Eraserhead, and TMNT the movie.
That's a fucking
movie. That's a
movie
head right there.
That's a movie head right there. Yeah, respect.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, for the charlatans, we'll put some Tarantino in there. We'll put some scary ass Eraserhead, and then we'll also do TMNT the movie.
I thought it was going to be like the one Power Rangers movie where they fight the, like Return of the Ooze or whatever.
They fight the Usos, yeah.
They fight the Usos, Ooze, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Disciples, I guess. You fight the Usos in that one.
Master Splinter was killed by main event Jey Uso, very sad.
Yeah.
Up next we have 'Cause I'm a Man.
And this is, fellas, sometimes things are just different, you know?
Yeah, this
like
is...
Like when your woman's there... And she says, like, oh,
let's ask directions.
She says, hey, did you make a reservation for the restaurant? And you're like, oh, brother, no. Well,
I have reservations about this relationship.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, yada, yada, yada.
So this is kind of his gender essentialist track on this album.
Yeah. Did you notice the funny sort of like single? You know how if you see there's like two,
yeah,
two orbs. Two,
there's two orbs.
And they have sort of like seminal
like
vesicles
strands
attached to
coming.
Them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, strand based.
The strand based song. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I guess this is my least favorite track on here, just because of the premise, but.
Yeah, and it's,
was it
it's
a thing?
Like a,
where, was it a thing? Was like, oh no, Tame was in the body of like an evil man for this. Like it was.
He was
kind
Slim
of his,
Tame.
He was Slim Tame. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Computer, can you generate a new Tame?
A new Tame. Oh, okay.
I don't. So in the chorus, I was reading the. It goes, I'm a man, woman. Mm. Don't think. He talks about the song a little bit, and he says like the it's meant to be kind of sexy, which I
don't know if that's what I would say about.
I don't know if that, I'm fair fouling that one. I think I'm fouling that one.
Putting out a song about men are like this and women are like this, and then redirecting my response to see how it's received by the public. Being like,
yeah, like,
oh no, I was doing satire on that one. Or it's like, yeah, you know, things are.
Yeah, instead
are
of like making it balls, you could have like had the funny image of like SpongeBob holding the razor and being like, I am a man. Like that would have been.
Yeah, there you go.
I would have been into it more. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I did like in the fucking saying sorry. Where's that part?
Saying goodbye.
I know. It don't remind me of a better song. You know, we both like this album, but like, listen, Hawthorne. Did you see the Under Oath is touring and they like keep adding new dates? Like
and they're playing whatever. I forget what the album's
the
called.
One that we did for the show. Yeah, the
boy
they're only blush, chasing safety.
Blush blue or whatever. They're playing that whole
yeah,
album
dude.
And other shit. Let's go to the fest. Let's go.
Bro, Joyce Manor and Streetlighter playing the fest. And they're doing, I think they're doing, or no, they did Everything Goes Numb, I think, last year. But like, Joyce Manor is doing Never Hungover again the whole way through, which is going to be the greatest 18 minutes of my fucking
life. I was going to say, that's going to be we can get to Streetlight quick after that one.
Oh, yeah. If you piss at all, you're missing Joyce Manor.
Yeah.
But there was one date that they announced in Tampa, Under Oath, for December. And they've already added two new shows because they keep selling out.
Oh,
Christian hardcore is coming back in a big way in 2024.
Demand is so high. You gotta give the fans what they want.
But anyways, the saying sorry annotation for verse one, saying sorry ain't as good as saying why, but it buys me a little more time. Mm-hmm. It's just like somebody saying, like, there's actually research done showing that those who refuse to express remorse have a greater sense of control and feel better about themselves than those who take no action after making a mistake. So I was like,
okay.
Oh, that's cool. I can make myself worse and feel better.
Awesome. Why didn't anyone tell me this?
Yeah, thank you, Tame. I think I might look into that.
Yeah. Anyway,
I would love to talk about Reality in Motion because this shit rocks.
Reality in Motion is so good.
Despite being named the kind of shit that like Brian Griffin would name his novel on Family Guy, it's a great song.
Yeah, it really is. Edging Closer. See, we were right. I forgot about
this. He's doing it. Yeah, they knew about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 2015 people were doing that.
You get the synths, you get the kind of spacey falsetto. It's like, what more do you need? This is Tades. This is him. Tades and Paula.
It's Tades and Paula. And there's, I don't know what's up with like Tame Heads, but they're really like every song they're trying to Laurel and Yanny this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where like at the end of the song, the outro is just, he's just like, oh, there's left to do. Like just saying that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
There was a comment that said at the end, it kind of sounds like he says, I want to have sex with you. Haha. And I checked and it does not sound like that
it
at all.
It does not sound like
I couldn't
that.
Even make it work. You know, I can usually make Laurel and Yanny work. I couldn't even make Tame say anything about sex on this one.
I do like Psychedelic 9 years ago, who just says in all caps, Kevin Parker, big maker.
That's true.
So that's true. Yeah, you got
to
eat a boat.
The verified commenter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you know, it's about fear of talking to a baddie, which I understand some people can have.
Mm-hmm. Not you, though.
No. I don't talk to anybody. So.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that at all.
The badness of the person is immaterial to me.
What's that Earl Sweatshirt album? Like, I don't do shit.
I don't go outside. Yep.
Yeah.
That's on the Brooks Pick shortlist. It's a great album.
Okay.
I hope the phone break, let it ring. It's a good song. The last thing I wanted to say is the chorus is like, only leads to heartache, closer to an earthquake. I don't know how it works up there. Did you do earthquake last month, or was that
not
you?
We did get earthquake. It was like a 4-point something, but we usually don't get those. So I was literally, I was home that day. Was it, maybe it was over spring break or something. But I was home, and I'm literally playing Final Fantasy 14, And then my computer chair just started, like, slightly wobbling. And at first I was like, is it really windy?
I was like, damn, who put on Benzy Box?
So, exactly. So then I took my headphones off and I, like, looked out the window and then I kind of jostled around for, like, 2 minutes.
That's
and I was
cool.
like, huh. It was probably, like, 32 seconds. And I was like, was that a fucking earthquake? Hold on, let me finish this dungeon real quick. So I had to do that. I had to beat the last boss. And then when I went on Twitter, earthquake was trending.
Yeah,
so I was
one
like,
last
okay.
rep.
Exactly. So yeah, I had to get I'm not going to interrupt my rotation.
Yeah.
I was playing Summoner, and every minute you have to summon Bahamut or the Phoenix on a 1 minute timer, or else your rotation drifts and it fucks up your buffs and everything. And I'm not trying to do that.
So. Yeah. I just know that you changed all of your socials to Earthquake Survivor Eddie Colazzo, and I was just I wanted to check in with you about that.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah.
Me looking up to see if anyone died. Hold on. Yeah, it was cool.
It was all cool. Right.
Mm-hmm. In the death slot, we have Love / Paranoia, which was my second pick for what Childish Gambino would have sampled on this album.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's good, you know?
It's a reasonable death slot selection.
Exactly. You could do way worse, you know.
It keeps you interested because Tame does say fuck in this one due to his like relationship anxiety and trust issues. Like,
I do like seeing that there's like four tracks on here that have the explicit tag next to it. And I'm like, ooh,
yeah,
a little edgy on this one. A little adult oriented.
Yeah, when you're so heartbroken that you like have to say the word shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is a song about how this is, you know, he's definitely Slim Tame at this point because he's checking his girl's phone while she's not in the room, betraying her trust. Mm-hmm. But then he realizes by verse 3, he says, suddenly I'm the phony one. Do you get it?
Because
he was using the phone and it made him phony.
Students will tell me this shit all the time just for no reason. They'll walk up to me and just talk about like the weird shit they do. Like, this one girl was like, I was looking on my boyfriend's phone and I found something that, like, I didn't want to see. And I was like, okay, so were you purposely looking for something you didn't want to see to get mad at him? And she said yes.
That's
so I'm
cool.
like, all right, well, in that case,
right.
at least you're, you know, conscious of your actions. So what can I do about that?
Yeah. A Zoomer walked up to me and said, I went on my boyfriend's phone and found something that I didn't like. And I said, what did you find? A full album?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right.
Sped up version, only singles, TikTok edition.
Yeah.
Because you can't make fucking songs.
Nobody
anymore.
Under the age of 30 has ever heard the song Love Paranoia.
You're not allowed to make a song like Let It Happen anymore.
Exactly.
That's why it had to happen in 2015 because Joe Biden will murder you. If you don't make a 2 minute and 27 second song with no bridge, you're dead.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
The only thing you want to see Childish Gambino interpolate is Skibbity Toilet. Very sad.
Exactly. Yeah. Didn't he say he's like, I'm going to do two more bad albums and then I'm out?
He's been saying that shit for like literally, I think, for close to 10 years. He's been like,
he's been saying that shit since camp. And it's like, all right, man, please.
Yeah,
he's
on that Ric Flair retirement shit.
Yeah. One night only. Childish Gambino's fourth retirement tour.
Yeah, I think it's just like every time he puts out like a movie that he thinks might do well, he's like, this rap shit sucks. I'm over it. And then nobody goes to see Mr. and Mrs. Smith or whatever. And then he's like,
I heard it's good.
It's probably good.
Atlanta was really good.
I liked his cameo in The Martian.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I liked Community.
I don't think I ever watched the last season of Atlanta. I should probably do that. It's a good show. Check out Atlanta on FX when you get the chance.
Oh, man. He was in like Lion King Real.
Yeah, I think he was like Simba or something. Like, he had a major role.
He was Simba!
See, yeah, I told you.
Shit! And Seth Rogen was Pumbaa!
Yeah, and who was the other guy who Timon was like...
Billy Eichner.
Yeah, on the street
himself.
For $1, name a wildebeest, yeah.
Beyonce is Nala?
Yes, they went full, the stars are out tonight.
Me looking at one of like the top 10 highest grossing box office movies of all time. Why did nobody see this?
Yeah. You want to get to New Person, Same Old Mistake, last track on the album?
Yeah, sure.
I feel
neutral about John Oliver Zazu. Let's move on to the last song.
This song is good.
Wow,
no.
Yeah,
down,
dude.
Down. I feel like a brand new person.
This song was also used in teasers for FX's show created by Donald Glover.
Okay. Come on.
Even, like, listening to the bridge, like, it sound, like, this one really sounded like Donald.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, he really got up there to the Gambino region.
Was Ludwig involved in this, in the production of this at all? I
think probably.
No, nope, it's just Kevin Parker all the way down.
Oh, right, yeah, because I think Tame has, like, friends on other albums, but this one mm-hmm. he was like, mm-hmm. my girlfriend died. I need yeah. to be alone.
This one's on me.
Did you know about the Rihanna cover that she did on her album Anti under the title of Same Old Mistakes? Because I did not.
No, I did not know that at all.
Yeah, it was covered by her to the point, and like I popped it on while I was at Busch Garden Theme Park this morning, and I was mm-hmm. just listening to this album walking around. I was kind of like, I've never been like really into Rihanna. Maybe mm-hmm. someday I'll listen to her on the show and I'll like her. I've just like mm-hmm. never really sought her out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same song. I thought she would like yeah. put a different, you know, she might like use some of the beat and switch it up a little bit or like do a different voice.
It's just the same song.
It's really like you could have just put her version at the end of this album and I don't think many people would mm-hmm. notice.
Rihanna is definitely, same thing happened with Usher when I was like, oh, okay, Usher's doing the Super Bowl. But when they did their show, I was like, they got some fucking hits.
Oh yeah.
Like a long, long list of bangers. So,
and yeah, like if I were putting out, you know, my mononymous album, you know, that was like about like me and my life, whatever, I would put like Please Don't Cry You Have Swag on it, and I would just have Tade sing it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cuz like I like that version, and Rihanna yeah, just want, liked this want, version. So
I
like,
want that I want that on my album. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, this one's good. It's like it's a good fuck the fans song because uh-huh. it's all about, you know, like the haters have said that I've changed and they're right.
And they're right, I have.
But
what are you
going
to do about it? Yeah, exactly.
And it's you know, it's like, it's a slow groove and it's not uninteresting, which I think a lot of people mm-hmm. fail to thread the needle.
That's hard to manage that, yeah.
Yeah, and at the end it sort of like becomes a little Super Nintendo song for a while, which I like.
Yeah, there's a little bleeps and boops on there at the end. Very, yeah. Yeah.
I think the last thought I have is, but you've got your demons and she's got her regrets. Genius mm-hmm. user Lanatic 1989 says, a month ago, any idea what is the meaning behind this line? 7 downvotes.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Get out of here,
you
dude.
You imbecile.
Yeah. 1989, don't you have another album to listen to today? Because yeah. the Taylor one just came out.
Oh, are you going to pick that one next?
I mean, I figured you would, so... Oh,
no, no, I'm going to go in a different direction, I think.
Oh, you're going to do, like, folklore?
I just seeing the lyrics, I'm like, I can't do it. Like, I know I can't do it.
Yeah. I'm curious.
Burying this an hour and, you know,
yeah, exactly.
into the Tame Impala. It's just so much of the shit she says. I feel like stuff that like a teenager would write and think was really deep and then go back to in their like 20s and be like, that was a different time in my life.
Yeah. You know? It's like how we were in chat yesterday talking about how Game of Thrones is bad, as we often do.
Yeah. Every
and
day.
Just like reading the Littlefinger monologue that he says to Sansa, where it's like, everyone is your enemy. Everyone is your friend. Trust everyone and no one. It's like that hit. It's the same thing where it's like, it feels like one of those things that, yeah, like we shot this script that I wrote when I was 10 verbatim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like if you took a replacement level 10-year-old and told them to write down a deep monologue, like that's what it would come up with. And I feel the same way about the Bornt feels the same way about the album.
The idea of a replacement level 10-year-old is destroying me right now. Just a fucking like third grader or whatever that is average in every aspect.
Yeah, just like if you're assigned him on Jeff Foxworthy's game show, it's like, well, I could, I'm not gonna make it to the million.
Yeah.
But you know, if we don't have a deep bench, it's good to have him.
Exactly. You know, he's got to fill out the roster, you know, just in case of an
injury. He's not bad in fourth. You know,
he can play the corners if he has to. You know, we need someone to pinch hit, but. He's not starting out there. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
He's 10, so there's time. There's room for improvement.
Yeah. So that's the album.
That's the album, Currents. Thank you, Mr. Yeah. Impala.
Thank you, Dan.
Slap City. I think we do Slap City next. You're up first, because I went first last time.
Okay. Fine. I'll pick one.
Oh, do you need a minute? Do you need me to load up Spotify or like?
No. I'll do...
Because it is currently updating. I figured I'd run the update on Spotify right now because it seemed like a good time to do it. So
I'll just do another song that I've been listening to lately because, you know, the patron picks, we can get a little loose with it. Yeah. I feel like we haven't put an Antarctica Vespucci song on here yet.
I don't think we have.
So I'm going to put I Drew You Once in Art Class on there because I like that song.
Okay.
And it's about, like, it's about, the connection is that it's also, like, a, you know, my wife hates me and she died, you know, song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in high school.
Yeah.
So as I was listening to this album, I was like, what's something that I could, like, connect to somehow? How can I, like, make it relate?
And you're like, I'm not Australian. I can never connect to it. Fuck.
Exactly. But I was like, you know who kind of sounds like they have similar vibes is Thundercat. So let me go over and see if I got any Thundercat on here. And then literally found out that Thundercat and Tame Impala did a song together called No More Lies. So
all right.
I'm putting that on Slap City. Worked out perfectly.
Love it. I wish I was the producer and editing the show, because I would love to just cut the part of you saying, like, I found the song Thunder, and like, and just using AI to have you say by Imagine Dragons and putting that on the thing.
That's
one of my favorite songs. I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly. It's a really good song is what I was going to say. Questions. If you have a question, you can send to us at You Love to Hear It on Twitter. First, from Lisan Al-Ghaib, Ain't No Basil, friend of the show Antigone Progeny, says, Tay Swift, Tame Impala, who had more sad?
Oh yeah, because didn't Taylor have a million sads that she had or something?
Yes, yes.
She said some Cat in the Hat shit on that one.
She said I would not like it on a boat. I would not like it in a coat. Yeah.
And she even didn't she like she like gentrified the like sucking dick while my man plays 2K verse. Oh, you thought it was Kelsey's dick? Faux.
I thought I was good to take a sip, and then I thought faux, and then I...
faux out of here. I think Tay Swift had more sad, because...
Probably in the aggregate, I believe.
Because
so.
I did just get, like, that, like the USA Today push notification that just, like, Taylor Swift is more vulnerable than ever on her new album, which is nice, and I'm glad to hear it.
Sylvia, a friend of the show, Sylvie Bullet, says, hey, this isn't 100% related, sorry, never apologize, but do you guys consider every rapper on Earth coming for Drake as a Fun Point bump? It's likely there's at least some correlation, you know? Not saying it's causation.
I am.
But it's somewhat related, that even Rick Ross was like, I gotta get in on this shit. Ugh. So...
Yeah, if you're like a patron and you want to like think about like, you know, because our original vision was like, oh, people are gonna pick some real dog shit for us to listen to, and usually it's just like, I like this album. What do you guys think? Which is also fun because I get to listen to new music that we like. Mm-hmm. But a third thing you can definitely do is like, I want this person to like get a news cycle again that's going to be negative.
So it's like we know, especially, I mean, the Fun Point bump is like it happens too often to just be coincidence.
Yeah, it's right? sort of like it's a Fun Point death note.
It's not like the thing where you get a car and then you see everyone else has that same car. It's not that.
No, that's different.
Yeah. There, if we do, and we have to wield our power carefully, because we know that if we do an episode about an artist, something will happen to them.
Yeah.
It can go in any direction, but there will be at least one news story within that 2-week period.
Yeah, we're
about
adding three
artist.
To four sentences to their Wikipedia page somewhere.
yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's a new album release.
Maybe they are accused of a crime. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe every rapper wants to diss them. Who knows?
Maybe Joyce Manor adds a lunk alarm to their shows because they hate moshing so much and everybody makes fun of them on Twitter. You know, like,
exactly.
You don't know.
Like, something's going to happen. You know, let it happen. Like Tame Impala says.
Yeah. Like, ICP will be appearing at SummerSlam, unfortunately, because we talked about them. But nothing we can do about it.
Finally, Electric Gaunt, friend of the show, says, if you were to do a little voice modulated monologue / poetry reading in a song, what would you say? Creating just like a 3.5 minute kind of like pop punk song, but pausing it to read Ozymandias in a demon voice instead of a breakdown. Like,
I'm making. I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox. Yeah.
I mean, Iron Maiden did rhyme with the Ancient Mariner. They just read that, so that one's off the board.
Yeah. I would like. Can I? It would be scary if like the Bo Burnham demon voice did like Richard Corey to me.
I gotta be honest, I'm not like a fan of what it was all about and their whole kind of deal, you know?
Sure.
But the Charge of the Light Brigade goes fucking hard.
Yeah, like,
The Noble 600, bro, like that's sick.
Yeah, it's cool. you know, I can think of it in terms of like, it's some sort of like Final Fantasy campaign. It's like, you know.
Exactly, yes.
Like that is how it feels to like have a really good
the Noble 600 who queued up for this Alliance raid. Like, we
didn't have Leroy Jenkins back then, so they had to write the Charge of the Light Brigade.
So I guess that would be mine, but in a woke way.
Mine would be the Leroy Jenkins WAV.
Thank you to our best friend of the show and above tier patrons, starting with Valerie W, Tufster McGee, The Master DS, Sylvie Bullet, So Nasty, Silvery Air, Central Kazoo, Sarah Lucky Dice Kirby, Ryan West, Reliet, Paul Blart Fleshcart, Old Petey, MJ Jenny, Matt Berger, Maggie Rice, Looker and Nanu, Laura Randall, Lenini, Don't You Be a Meanie, and thank you for the album.
Respect.
Ooh, we synced up on that one.
Yeah.
At least on my end we did. Labyrinth Enjoyer, Kiwi, K Darling, It Was a Penguin, Heckabee, Ducky Aisha, Derek.
Great big sword.
Knicks, number two seed in the East.
Number one, baby, love the Knicks.
Did you see? And they're playing the Philadelphia's 76ers.
Oh no. There's trouble in paradise.
I gotta go back to the old me. Come on.
Yeah.
David Besser runs with Lesser. Chris, hey bro. Caroline Savage, Bren Flakes, Brianna, Audrey Olfin, Antigone Progeny, Anna Exby, Andres Gonzalez, Alex Moomin, Aditya Kumar, Sarah and Blair, Roy, Paul Bechtel, Patrick Gallagher, Neve Noel Williams, Josh Veal. Jaquisha Joestar, Elliot Valentine, Electric Gaunt, Destry Hawk, Curse Goat, Caroline Belock, Big Flat Bunt, Barrier Trio,
Bean,
and Alex Shaw. Thank you for your generous donations.
Thanks, gang.
And thank you for listening to Fun Point.
Yeah.
But before we go, it's my pick. I have a little, I told Brooks this off the air, I have a little gimmick going for my next couple. This, I believe, will be episode 144 of Fun Point.
Sure,
which means I have two more before we get to 150 and enter phase four.
Yeah.
And what I want to do is kind of pay some respects to picks that have been bestowed upon me in the past.
Yeah. So it's come to this, a Fun Point clip show.
So for one pick, I'm going to pick an artist that I learned about from a patron. And then for the other pick, I'm going to pick an artist that I learned about from Brooks.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing some revisiting here, but it's my choice this time. And no disrespect to anyone who submits an album. It's a good album.
If you give me $5, you're being like buried with me in the afterlife. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I love you. Thank you.
But the artist that I'm picking is one that I feel like has risen into my heavy rotation.
All right.
And I frequently listen to a lot. So
you're not, this isn't going to be like a Take Care style pick this week.
No, it's a genuine, I like this and think it is good.
Okay.
So I'll give you the, we're going to do our mini game here. Okay.
Sure.
I'll go through the first few, sections of the Wikipedia. And then you tell me when you want to stop, when you guess who it is. Do you have a guess off the dome?
No, I'm looking at our topsters, but there's like 47 options, so, you know.
All right, so this album, it is the 21st studio album.
Is it fucking Bob Dylan?
It is not Bob Dylan. By, we're staying in the Southern Hemisphere, Australian. Okay?
Okay.
Psychedelic rock band.
It's Giz, yeah?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Yeah! I miss them.
And I wanted to get, there's, you know, they're always, every album has a different genre on it, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking, I was like, what do I want to do? Do I want to go Nonagon Infinity? That's like kind of like garage rocky. Do I want to go the newer one, Petro Draconic Bloodline or whatever it's called, the metal one?
Sure.
I'm picking one that Wikipedia describes as jazz fusion, psychedelic rock, progressive rock, and jazz funk.
Okay.
This album has 7 songs on it.
I'm sure it's like 56 minutes still.
It's 64 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are going to be listening to Ice, Death, Planets, Lungs, Mushroom, and Lava by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I think this is my favorite album of theirs.
All right.
I like it a lot, and I'm interested in you listening to some progressive jazz fusion, so.
Yeah, I think I'm old enough to feel ways about stuff. I think I can...
Yeah.
And yeah, I always see the King Giz section anytime I go to a record store, and they never have the one that we fucking covered, but they always have 60 albums, and most of them are
because,
like...
I think Polygon Wonderland was literally just like, it's free, download it.
Ah, that makes sense.
I think that's why.
Like, I see Nonagon on Infinity all the time, and I'm sure I've probably seen this one around. So
Nonagon
that's
Infinity nice. Opens the door. That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm, yeah, I'll listen to this. I'll be honest.
Okay, I hope you will. Anyway, we'll see you in 2 weeks for a second round in the Gizverse. Ah, see how that goes.
Can't wait to talk about Cook Craig again.
What about my boy Stu? Stu's gonna be there.
Yeah, I'm cooking Craig and I'm cooking a stew.
Fantastic.
Tremendous. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Tame. Thank you, Tades. Thank you,
Stu.
Oh,
my God. Thank you. Thank you, Chris, who shit his pants.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Respect. Yeah. Until the end.
Take her easy.
Yo, DJ, spin that shit.
Bye.